Radio 620 KTAR and Fulton Homes.
Pick me up, love.
Pick me up, love.
Come on, come on, come on.
Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Pick me up.
Every day.
Yeah, we're here to pick you up. If you happen to have a computer question, a problem, you know what? We're not even computers now. It's about technology. It's about data. We are, after all, the Data Doctors. So
every day we live in the technology world, and once a week here on Saturdays we bring you free help, free advice.
Right, because during the week it's not free.
Free fun.
Yeah. During the week you got to pay.
This, believe it or not, all that you're getting right now through the airwaves is coming to you, no charge to you.
Wow. Isn't this a great country or
isn't
what?
Isn't that nice of us?
Hey, don't forget, Memorial Weekend is here for us to remember.
More than just a party?
Yes. Remember those that have served for us and paid the ultimate sacrifice. So do take some time and really, you know, give thanks for those folks that... that gave so that we can have this crazy, goofy computer show. We have the greatest country in the world, and it's from the sacrifice from those that's made the ultimate sacrifice and
people who
helped
continue
us build this.
To give and serve and do. So,
we salute all of you and the families, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. And to that, let's see if we can. Oh, this just in. Is this?
If we interrupt our regularly scheduled program, that would be Adam's acronym at this point.
Which
probably
is coming up. Adam's next, but. We got Wes that's out.
Our special correspondent.
Yes,
reporting
Wes.
From Scottsdale.
Ooh, it's Snowsdale, huh?
Wes, welcome to the computer corner, and your camcorder dreams are going to come true.
Hey, free information.
You got to. Yeah, hey, we're your personal guide.
What a country.
Here's what you need to do. Walk through the aisles while you're on the air with us.
I'm not actually in a mall.
Oh,
right now.
Okay. I was going to say.
I am outside a mall. If I was in a mall, I would not have heard you on the radio in my car.
Good point.
Anyway.
That's why we don't get paid the big bucks.
See, no commitment by our audience. I figured you'd have one of those little portable AM/FM radios walking around.
You're supposed to be able to figure those things out.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were really committed.
Well, I'm committed to buying a camcorder. How's that?
All right. How much research have you done?
I've done quite a bit, and I've got a couple of, actually a two-part question. Since I have a Sony digital camera that I'm very happy with,
yes.
I'm inclined to stay with Sony products. But the thing I'm interested in is really two things. I'm a Mac person, so I will be using iMac.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the next call. No, I'm kidding. No, actually...
Eat your hearts out.
No, actually, anyway, you're in a better situation than most PC people when it comes to this type of thing.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, since it's graphic type stuff. So one thing I'm interested in is any compatibility issues with digital camcorders. The other thing is... I have a lot of older camcorder type stuff that I've taken over, you know, analog.
Yes.
And the Sony TRV-33 has something that's called it's an analog digital pass through or whatever, a converter or something like that, where you can hook in one device on one end, pass it through the
yes.
camcorder, and then into your computer, and voila.
You're right. Basically,
digital.
Yeah, what they're doing
what is how much of that stuff is true and what. Actually expect to get out of something like that?
Well, it depends. The analog stuff, which is the old VHS tapes and whatever you have, it's not going to be as clear as the digital stuff. So it really depends on what you want to do with the stuff. You just want to convert it to DVD?
All I want to do is convert it so that I can edit it
and
put together my own little DVDs.
Then if you can find that built into a camera, you're just going to save yourself some bucks on some stuff you'd have to buy to do it in another way. So
right.
Yeah, the nice thing is it becomes the same process whether it's the old stuff or the new stuff. So that's a nice feature because it allows you to just plug in your old camcorder or VCR or whatever into that analog input, and it'll convert it and send it down that FireWire connection.
Okay.
And because you're on a Mac, FireWire is the ultimate. It's the best way to transfer video.
FireWire right. was developed specifically for this type of application and specifically originally for the Mac environment. So it is the way to go for... what you want to do in your situation, because you're a Mac guy, you mm-hmm. in what you're looking at, that's going to be your route.
In fact, those of you that have PCs that don't have FireWire interfaces, if you really want to get serious about digital video, that's one of the options we'd suggest that you look into, that or USB 2.0, but FireWire, even though the rating may not be higher, it is actually faster.
And it is specifically made just for exactly, it does not only sends the audio and video down the wire, but it also can send controls back to the device that's playing it, so it helps a lot out with editing and things like that.
So what other features are you looking for in this camcorder?
Well, compact size.
Yes.
Like their cameras.
Yes.
I've got like one of the smallest digital cameras you can get, and it fits in my pocket. It takes great pictures. So that's kind of what I'm looking for in the camcorder as far as size.
And just keep in mind, the more features and the more quality you try to pack into a smaller, tighter package, the more the price goes up. So as long
right.
as, you know, you got to keep
okay.
those things in mind.
That's okay. Now, the other thing is, other than compatibility issues, I'm getting conflicting information from people about how good the Zoom capabilities are. Now, I know that I'm not going to get I'm going to get very grainy pictures if I use digital Zoom.
Yes.
I'm not that interested in that. But there's also, I've seen some things that you can, it's a 2x Zoom. If you have a 10x Zoom on your camera and you put this attachment on there,
it makes it like a 20x.
It makes it like a 20x, and it's optical zoom as opposed to
right. It's like a
digital.
Lens. It's like a lens attachment, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do those work?
Are
they any good?
I don't have any first-hand experience. I'd have to defer you to a lot of the web reviews that are on there.
Yeah.
I can tell you anything that's doing it optically versus digitally is going to be far superior. So you want to definitely stay away from digital Zoom. Like you said, it's fairly worthless unless you're trying to film stuff going on at Area 51 and you have to sit back on a mountain and you want to get something at least.
Well, that's the purpose for doing this, of course, is to see if there are any actual UFOs.
That's
yes.
what I figured.
So, anyway, hey, maybe one of your listeners that's a real pro out there can...
Absolutely. We'll open that up to him. Wes,
yeah.
we appreciate the call, and good luck out there. And if you don't feel comfortable, don't buy anything until you've done the research, and the web will allow you to do that. We got lots of resources on our website, so thanks for chiming in. You're listening to the Digital Video Camcorder edition of the Computer Corner. We're going to be back right after the news with our own news. Mikel, our special news correspondent, she'll fill us in on the world of technology when we come back.
And, of course, if you're hanging at the edge of your seat, we've got Adam's acronym, the Geek Speak of the Week, our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week, a bunch of other stuff, and your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. We'll be back right after
blah, 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 blah,
the news.
Swing batter!